Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I love my intro. Yeah, I welcome you to this new beautiful episode in which I'm going to cover different topics. I'm going to talk about my definition of wealth, and I'm going to tell you about why I talk about this topic in the first place. Then I'm going to give you a dating insight, and we're going to briefly talk about cards and looking into the future. So let's start with the first topic, wealth. My dad actually gave me this task yesterday, and he said, I want you to paint your definition of wealth. And he knows I like painting and drawing, of course. And if you didn't know, I do love both of those things, but I do them way too seldomly. I maybe finish 2 drawings a year or so, or maybe 3, but that's about it. Sure, I'm a perfectionist and a lot of details and work go into my artworks, but nonetheless, I could put out more than I actually do. So my dad, knowing that, gave me the task to define wealth and to paint it. And he said, you're going to have to do it in an abstract way, and that's why I gave you this task. So he wants me to, I guess, explore more freely what wealth really means and how you can visualize it. And I do have an idea of which route I'm going to take. So I haven't really thought about my definition of wealth very deeply, and it's maybe something that I'm going to cover in my next episodes a couple of times and like maybe talk about this more often than once, because it's a process. Oftentimes understanding something and getting to the bottom of it and defining something can really take some time, and it's good to take the time if you have it. So my definition of wealth, without having thought too much about it, is actually quite similar to what the word sounds like. You just have to switch out one particular letter. It's the first one. So my definition of wealth is health, because I have suffered so much in my life, health-wise, because of different things. And I have learned the hard way, the hardest way, I should say, that without health, you can't really be happy at all. And you can't really have anything. So since this is the first episode I'm going to talk about this topic, I want to start with the foundation of wealth, and that's health. Because if you're healthy, you have power, you have strength, you have endurance, you have the cognitive abilities that you need for success. You have everything. You're basically equipped with everything you need in order to succeed. That was a rhyme again, not intended, but welcomed. I do think that we underestimate health a lot, and that especially when you're young, you kind of just brush over it and think, well, I'll be fine, or it doesn't really matter. It does matter. And the older you get, the more you learn to cherish it, and the more you see how blessed you are if you're feeling well. And so, yeah, my definition of wealth is definitely living a healthy life and having the health to fulfill your dreams and go after what you want. So that's my definition for now. And now we can jump on to the next topic, which is a dating insight, I think I called it in my intro. You know what? I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm just gonna say it. Don't force anything. When it comes to love, when it comes to feelings, when it comes to connections with other people, you just cannot force anything. You just have to let them happen. Yes, you can do your part and act in a way that feels comfortable, that feels right to you, but you can't make someone love you or like you or be into you or try harder, because it's very likely that by forcing them or trying to force them into doing certain things, you're going to push them away. So sometimes, or most of the time, it's the best to be chill and to let them come to you if you know that you've been active before. And I think that's kind of my little message when it comes to dating. Just be chill and let things unfold, and the right things will happen at the right time. That's for sure. And the last topic that I'm going to talk about is actually looking into the future. Why do I care about this? Because I've had a love and hate relationship with tarot cards for quite some time. And what I've realized is just, firstly, it seems to work, which is kind of crazy. And if you believe in science and all those things, then all those spiritual practices kind of seem weird to you. But it kind of works, and that's weird. But I firmly believe in God, and I know that God's will prevail, and that He is the way, and He knows best. And it's not my place to interfere with that, or try to interfere with that, or try to look into the future, which is kind of the motivation behind what drew me to tarot in the first place. Is kind of this, it can be a great tool for self-reflection, but you can self-reflect in many different ways, like, for example, through writing or podcasting, wink wink. Yeah, but I just realized that I was probably insecure, and I wanted to know what was going to happen, or how someone was feeling about me without talking to them, and all of those things. And I don't think it's right to do that. Let's put it that way. Even if it worked, let's talk about it hypothetically, even if it worked, you wouldn't have to make use of it. And you shouldn't, because your life is happening right now, and everything that makes you connect with the current moment in a positive way, in a productive way, in a thoughtful way, in a mindful way, is good. And I don't think that escaping that through, you know, weird practices is the way to go, at least not for me. So I'm gonna let the future be the future and the past be the past. I'm gonna try my best to live more in the current moment and be more present and cherish the signs and communication that I receive from other people directly. And I just want to be more connected, and I want to be more connected to myself as well. And I think oftentimes it has to do with escapism. If you look to the outside for certain messages or signs, you can look within and you'll find everything you need. And you can look to God and you'll find everything you need. That's what I believe. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was kind of a weird mixture of different topics, but I kind of like those kinds of episodes, and I hope you like them too. Thank you so much for listening. If you did like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening. That would be amazing. And I will catch you, hopefully, on Sunday. Stay tuned. Bye.